Diary poem, uses of biological necessity. I would tell you I am always a quiet sleeper, but after my last essay it could have connotations of spying. For some reason I have been remembering Melinda saying she'd watched me until morning, and that I slumbered stilly without moving. Was she surprised that someone so unresting when awake could shed agitation easily? Nye Bevan once said that socialism would eventually be the system that succeeded because it was eventually a biological necessity. I sleep as moveless as the moon. Last night I had three nightmares interlocking. When I told Catherine, although not droning out their narrative, she said it was surprising as she'd looked in on me and I had slept so calm. But in my head the dying were re-dying. If I would not impose my dreaming on the close by, would I tell you of it? Or are you of such intimacy I would be too afraid to abuse your welcome? Bevan also said, supposedly mysteriously, that the religion of socialism was really the language of priorities. But I think that currently we understand that more clearly. A priority is an act of denial, a spiritual tragedy, defining but redeeming, giving the self clear outlining which allows it to combine, click into safety. Peace is not an abstract noun when it means not dying or losing biology, and safety remains concrete as a bunker against long suffocating or permanent timidities from delirium. The essay being over, I've designed the cover of the next book of poetry, not dystopian, as I have no knack for apocalyptic fiction, but the rising moon rose gold in chunky vapour, sumptuous intersecting energy of atoms. One reviewer, although sensitive and praising, suggested that I might now start to tire. I'm not sure if meant my work or meant its writer would ultimately wilt in need of slumber, but I would tell you I am already a quiet sleeper, would seem to rest as moveless as the moon.